The Trump administration has proposed significant cuts to the tsunami warning system. That includes all funding for dozens of sophisticated data buoys. Tsunami experts worry about this, but are even more concerned about proposed cuts to something a whole lot more basic. Alaska Public Media's Liz Ruskin explores what's important and what's crucial in protecting the safety of Alaskans who live along the coast.
A string of 8 communication buoys are anchored off Alaska's southern edge, about 200 miles from land. They're called DART buoys, Deep Ocean Assessment and Reporting of Tsunamis. Each buoy is tethered to an instrument pack on the seafloor. It beams data to a satellite and from there to the tsunami warning centers in Palmer and Honolulu. The U.S. has 39 of these buoys, many along the Pacific Rim. At $12 million a year, state seismologist Michael West says the buoys are both expensive and useful.
They're the one kind of sensor that really directly measures the wave height, as opposed to inferring it from the presence of an earthquake.
But West says the buoys are too close to Alaska to provide much warning time when a nearshore quake sets off a tsunami.
Evacuate the high ground immediately.
Last week, the earthquake itself, measured by land-based seismographs, triggered the warning that got thousands of Alaskans out of their homes in the middle of the night. And the Trump budget would cut sensors like those, too. Humboldt State University tsunami expert Lori Dangler says both kinds of technology are important.
The DART buoys are absolutely critical.
The buoys warn distant shores of a tsunami. Alaska generates a lot of earthquakes, so DART is particularly useful to Hawaii, for instance, and to California, where Dangler is.
But in 2011, DARTs were very important for Alaska.
She means when that 9.1 magnitude earthquake hit near Japan.
And when we have our great big Cascadia earthquake, which I hope won't happen in my lifetime, but could, DARTs will be very important for Alaska to know just what we're sending to you.
Beyond the hardware, the Trump budget proposes to eliminate one of the 2 tsunami warning centers and cut 60% of the personnel. It would also cut grants the states use for tsunami preparation and evacuation plans. Dangler says that kind of spending is critical for an effective warning system.
I'm as concerned about the proposals to cut outreach and education. Because to me, without outreach and education, without community involvement, you might as well not spend a penny on any of it.
Good evening. The quake's epicenter was off the island of Sumatra in North.
Dangler says a research trip to Indonesia after the massive 2004 tsunami forever changed her thinking on this. She went to towns where 95% of the residents died.
I spent 2 weeks going to community after community where you'd see one survivor. It was horrible.
Then she went to the village closest to the earthquake epicenter. They had only 8 minutes between the quake and the first massive wave. So she expected the same terrible death toll. But in this village, everyone knew to run to high ground.
I mean, this is a community that's off the grid. There was no tsunami warning. They have no electricity. But they have a long oral history, a long oral tradition of what to do when the ground shakes for a really long time.
If Alaskans think they evacuated for nothing last week, Dangler says they are wrong. People figured out if they were at risk. They found their shelters and thought about evacuation routes. Dangler says they laid down muscle memory about how to get up and go. In the Indonesian village that survived in 2004, Dangler says it had been 5 generations since the previous killer tsunami, but residents still ran after every major earthquake. One time they waited on high ground for a week and no wave came. Dangler recalls asking if they worried about false warnings.
And they looked at me as if I was absolutely crazy and said, every earthquake is a chance to practice our evacuation. And on December 26, 2004, they got it, practice paid off. They all lived.
Dengler says whether the warning comes via cell phone, siren, or prolonged shaking, the important thing is to evacuate low-lying areas and leave fast, every time. The U.S. Department of Commerce declined to make anyone available for an interview about the proposed cuts to the tsunami warning system. In a written statement, a department spokesman said the cuts streamline elements of the program while ensuring safety. Congress has not adopted the tsunami warning cuts. Lawmakers have been keeping the government operating with a series of temporary measures that continue spending at last year's levels. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.